Online voter registration. On the surface, it may seem like a no-brainer idea to increase the number of voters in the state, but there's one county that's not satisfied with the program. In September of last year, the Secretary of State's office started offering the option of registering to vote online. Citizens can visit the Secretary of State's website to register and often can visit their local county clerk's site to also find the link. The option is seen as offering convenience with the expectation of increasing the number of registered voters. But Cabell County Clerk Karen Cole says the information being provided to the clerk isn't satisfactory.
The issue that we have is when we receive the information over the Secretary of State's online voter registration program is that it doesn't provide us with all the information that the law requires that we have to have in order to register a voter.
The online registration program is set up to mirror that of the paper voter registration card that's been previously used throughout the state. It asks questions like name, location, age, and citizenship. Registrants must provide their driver's license number and the last four digits of their social security number. The computer program will pull the registrant's signature from what's on file with the West Virginia Division of Motor Vehicles. But the system could be breached, according to Cole. She's afraid that anyone who has access to another person's license number and social could then fraudulently change another person's registration information, like political party or voting location.
I don't want to open the registration process in Cabell County to possible fraud. You know, my job is to protect the county voters' information and their records. I'm terrified that at some point we're going to get an application from someone to change records. And if we process it, a voter's record could be changed.
So when Cole receives an online voter registration, she sends a self-addressed envelope back to the person wishing to register. The letter tells the citizen that Cole is not receiving enough information to properly register the person and needs them to fill out the accompanying voter registration card that's long been used for registering to vote. A quick poll of various other counties show that counties like Wood County and Monongalia County do process the online voter registration requests, while Kanawha processes applications of those making a move within the county or changing other information, but not residents that have just located to the area. Those residents will have to request paper registration. West Virginia Secretary of State Natalie Tennant says the measures are in place to prevent fraud from occurring. She points out you first have to know the way the name is printed on the driver's license, as well as the driver's license number, and the last four digits of the person's social security number.
The questions that are asked, you answer, and you agree, being subject to perjury, if you sign that and knowing, purposely signing it, and knowing if it's false. And then the next step is it is sent to the county clerk's office that then processes it, and then sends back that voter registration card to the address that was used. So the person's name who's being on there is the one who's receiving it. That person is going to know.
Tennant says the law was passed in 2013 that allows for an online voter registration program. She says they took their time to unveil the program, considering possible issues that may arise. Karen Cole says the Cabell County attorney told her if she had reservations about accepting them, she shouldn't. Cole says to date she has received around 200 online voter registrations, for which she has sent a letter and voter registration card back to each participant. She says the public is only seeing the positive side of an online program.
You don't have to go to the county clerk's office anymore. You can sit in your pajamas and your home drinking coffee and register to vote. That is a nice perspective, but they don't know the laws and they don't know information that the clerks are getting. And I think that they would be a little bit upset that we're expected to process these without having the legal information that's required in the code.
Tennant says if counties are still having issues, they need to let her know directly. She says the online registration program was developed to make it easier on both the county clerks and those looking to register.
That was one of the points here, the time that it's going to save county clerks, the money that it's going to save the state. And the great thing is, too, if a citizen doesn't want to use online voter registration, they don't have to. They can fill out the paper form, but they shouldn't be forced to have to fill it out when there is a process that they chose to use available.
West Virginia's primary election is May 10th. The deadline to register to vote in the primary election is April 19th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.